听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. When there's a big decision to be made concerning the life of a child, who should make that decision? The child or the child's parents? Well, if the child is 5 years old, the answer is easy. The parents, of course. But what if the child is 15 years old? The parents? What about if the child is 25 years old? Then, who should decide? Yes, as the child gets older, the answer gets more difficult. Now, let's look at this month's scenario, meet the characters, starting on page 46.
Who should decide? When the decision is big, should the parent or the child decide?Grant Ellison owns a pharmacy and hopes his son Cale will someday run the family business. Cale's passion, however, lies in architecture. Should Grant allow his son to make his own decision? Grant discusses the issue with his sister Janet. Conversation A.
I heard Cale got into that summer architecture program he applied for in Los Angeles. That's great news.
I know.Cale's been on cloud nine all week.
Of course! How many high school kids get to spend a month studying architecture at a top university in California?
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us. We're talking about our Viewpoints article this month, and as always, we have two people discussing the same issue. And as always in a Viewpoints article, we have two different opinions and two people discussing their opinions. So we have two people discussing the question, who should decide? And specifically, when the decision is a big decision, a big choice in someone's life, should the parent decide or should the child decide?
Now, of course, there will be a lot of different factors that go into answering this question. Things such as how well is the child able to make a decision and maybe how old is the child. So a lot of things to discuss in this Viewpoints article today. So let's get started. We are first introduced to one of our characters. His name is Grant Ellison. And Grant Ellison owns a pharmacy and hopes his son, Cale, will someday run the family business. Now, if you've ever been to a doctor's appointment, the doctor has maybe given you a slip of paper that has some medicine written on it that you will need to take, and you take that slip of paper over to the pharmacy to collect your medicine, because a pharmacy is a business that sells medicine. So that's where you go to buy your medicine.
Right. Now, you can usually buy medicine at some different stores, but at a pharmacy specializes in selling medicine. So usually, you'll go to the pharmacy to buy your medicine. Well, so Grant is our father and our business owner, and he's hoping his son Cale will, in the future, run the family business. But Cale's passion, however, lies in architecture. Cale is passionate about buildings and things related to designing buildings and bridges, things of architecture.
So I'm already seeing some conflict here. I'm seeing something that could be debated from two different sides. We know that the father would like his son to go into pharmacy, but it already seems that his son might be more interested in a career in architecture. So today's question is, should Grant allow his son to make his own decision? Grant discusses the issue with his sister Janet in our conversations. So Chip, it says here that they discuss the issue, Grant and his sister.
Right, which that means that they're discussing a subject or they're discussing a topic about which you could have a couple or more opinions about. Now, I think it's interesting here that we don't get to hear the conversation between the father and the son, between Grant and Cale, but we do get to hear the conversation between Grant and his sister, Janet.
So Janet, of course, then would be Cale's aunt, and she is, of course, somebody else who cares very much about Cale, just as his father does. So let's see where their conversation takes us. Janet starts out by saying to Grant, "I heard Cale got into that summer architecture program he applied for in Los Angeles. That's great news." So Cale's aunt thinks that it's wonderful that he's gotten into such a good program. And I do know that there are a lot of good programs in Los Angeles for architecture. So that would be quite an accomplishment for Cale.
Right. And it sounds like he's applied for this program. And that usually takes a lot of work and a lot of time, a lot of effort. And he got it. So that is exciting news. And so Cale's father, Grant, says, "I know, Cale's really been on cloud nine all week." Now, if you're on cloud nine, that's a pretty good place to be, isn't it, Chelsea?
It is. We use this phrase to mean that if you're on cloud nine, you are in a very good mood, or maybe that you are in a period of extreme joy and extreme happiness because something good has happened to you. We might think of a brand new married couple just after their wedding. They are on cloud nine because they have just started their new married life together. So of course, Cale is on cloud nine because he has worked hard, he's applied for this program, and he has been accepted.
And it sounds like this specific place that he's been accepted is one of the top universities. Now, Janet goes on to say, "Of course he's been on cloud nine. How many high school kids get to spend a month studying architecture at a top university in California?" So it sounds like it's not just that he's going to be there studying at the university in California for a long time, but this particular program that he has earned is for 1 month. So he gets to study there for a short time.
So it sounds like Cale is not quite old enough to graduate from high school and to move on to college to begin maybe his 4-year stay at a college or university, but that maybe he's still in high school and he just wants to get a little bit of a head start. So he's applied for just a summer program in architecture. So he will go for 1 month in order to study and maybe just in order to learn more about architecture and to see if that is really where his passions are at.
And I would think that as a high school student, doing a program like this would really help your experience. It would help your future experience at a university, especially if you're going to be studying architecture at that university.
I agree. What a great experience for a high school student. It's not an experience that many high school students get to take because oftentimes, at least I know in America, high school students spend their summers working jobs. And so they're very busy in the summer. So this sounds like such a wonderful opportunity for Cale, and his father recognizes that it's made him very happy. And of course, his aunt thinks it's quite an accomplishment to be accepted to this summer program.
Okay, well, Grant is wanting Cale to take on the family pharmacy business, but Cale is going down the path that leads to architecture. So who gets to decide? Who should decide Cale's future? Well, we have an interview to see and show you, and after that, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
I believe Cale should study architecture if it's really his dream and his passion. He's been accepted into the university, and this is an achievement within itself. His father should be proud of him for being accepted, and he should want to see his son be better than him. So he should study architecture, and when he finishes, he can come back and help his father's business. This way, both parties can be proud and happy with the choices they've made.
If I were Cale, I would discuss with my friends, teachers, or someone I really respect for their opinion, for their advice. Then bring the thoughts to my parents to discuss more about it from different angle and different perspective. If I chose to pursue my dream of study design and architecture, I would still show my love and care about the family business, so to let my parents feel secure about the whole thing.
Welcome back, everybody. The situation in this month's Viewpoints feature sounds like something we'd call a no-brainer, which means an easy choice or a decision that you don't have to think about because the answer is so obvious. So what happens when your teenage son gets a chance to go to a famous school to study something he loves? Well, that's a no-brainer, right? You let him go. Unfortunately, decisions aren't always that simple. In this next reading, we'll discover how Grant feels about Cale's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're now on line 11.
Who should decide?
Actually, I don't think I'm going to let him go.
What? Are you sure you even have a say in the matter?
Of course I do. I'm his father. Besides, who is going to pay for it?
Grant, I don't mean to offend you, but Cale is already 17. It's time to start letting him make some decisions for himself. I understand he's been saving up for this.
He has, but I could use his help in the pharmacy this summer. And to tell you the truth, he needs to take a community college class to brush up on his chemistry.
Welcome back. We're here discussing a conversation that's taking place between Grant and his sister Janet. And they're talking about Grant's son, Cale. And Cale has both applied and been accepted to a special summer architecture program in California. And of course, Cale is very excited about this. And his aunt Janet is also excited for him and recognizes that it's quite an honor for a young high school student to be accepted to a program like this. But Cale's father, Grant, goes on to say that actually, I don't think I'm going to let him go. So Chip, what we have here now is Cale, who's excited to go, and we know that his passion is architecture, and we hear his dad say that he doesn't think he's going to let him attend this special summer architecture program.
Right. I think that would be pretty disappointing for Cale if Grant doesn't let Cale attend the special program, because this program is a very special, unique opportunity for a high school student. And Janet, Grant's sister, says, what? She's pretty surprised. She says, are you sure you even have a say in the matter? Now, if you have a say in the matter or in the issue, then that means that you have an opinion that can influence the issue or that could change the outcome of the issue. It means you have an opinion with authority.
So Janet is basically questioning whether or not her brother, Grant, is able to give his opinion in this situation. Of course, he is the father, and Cale is the son, and a parent always has authority over a child. But when it comes to situations like this, Janet is questioning whether or not Grant should say anything, probably because she knows how excited Cale is about this summer architecture program. So she's asking her brother, do you even have a say in this? Should you even give your opinion in this? After all, it's so important to Cale.
Okay, and I think when we're talking about the authority that the father has, I think Grant's response is very understandable. He says, of course I do. Of course I have a say in this matter. I'm his father. So, you know, I think there's a fact here that if Grant is Cale's father, then he does have some important influence and some authority to give his opinion.
And I do agree that it is important for a parent to have that sort of authority over a child and for a child to listen and to obey to his or her parent. But I also think that Janet is making a good point here. Well, Kale's father goes on to say, besides, who is going to pay for it? So not only is this a special summer architecture program for high school students, but it also sounds like it might be an expensive summer architecture program for high school students. So that's a logical question for Grant to ask if it's going to cost a lot of money. And Kale is just a high school student. Maybe it's going to have to come out of Grant's pocket, and it might be more money than he's willing to pay.
Okay, now if Kale's father is going to be the one who is paying the bill, then we have an issue here that not only affects Kale, but it also affects his father, Grant. So Janet responds, Grant, I don't mean to offend you, but Kale is already 17 years old. Now, if she doesn't want to offend Grant, what does that mean?
Well, it means that she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. She doesn't want to make him upset by disagreeing with him or make him feel bad or angry, but she's wanting to share her opinion too. She's wanting to have her say in the matter as well. And she says, well, he is already 17 years old. It's time to start letting him make some decisions for himself. Now, it says here he's 17 years old, and one thing you might want to understand that is in the West, and certainly in the United States, when a student turns 18 years old, that student is usually considered an adult and is expected to take a lot of responsibilities on himself or herself and kind of behave in a more mature way. And so at 17, that student would be preparing to become an adult, which is the age that Kale is at. So maybe his aunt just thinks that now is the time to let him start making decisions for himself. After all, he's almost an adult.
And not only is he almost an adult, but he's also been saving up for this. So it sounds like Kale has been saving money in order to do this particular summer program. And Grant responds, yes, he has. He has been saving up his money in order to do this. But I could use his help in the pharmacy this summer.
So the reason that Kale's father would like for Kale to stay around is because he's hoping that he would be able to use him in the family business. Remember, Grant owns and runs a pharmacy, and I'm certain that he has high hopes that his son Kale will follow in his footsteps. And what better way than to get him started during his summer break? Well, Grant's father goes on to say, and to tell you the truth, he needs to take a community college class to brush up on his chemistry. Now, we're talking about a community college here, Chip. We've talked a lot in Studio Classroom about college and university, but this is a little bit different. It's a community college.
Right. A community college would definitely be different from a university. A community college would be a place where you go for a shorter time. Maybe you would get a 2-year degree at a community college, or you would go there to take classes on a shorter term. Now, it also says that he needs to brush up on his chemistry. That means he needs to go back to his old high school chemistry books and reread them. He needs to review the information that he has already learned before. Now, that's all we have for today, but we will continue this conversation between Grant and his sister tomorrow. And before we go today, let's visit the chat room.
Excuse me, Ashley, I know you're putting these books away, but this book caught my attention.
Which one?
This one here.
Oh, yes. This book has great tips for saving up your money.
Saving up my money? It's funny you mentioned that. I'm reading Studio Classroom and noticed the same phrase, save up. What does it mean?
Let's talk to Doris to find out more.
Okay.
Saving up your money has the same meaning as saving money. Someone may save up for a trip by cutting out a few expenses. You can also save on something. you might use coupons while shopping to save on groceries. Saving on things helps you save up your money.
Ken, you can also save on energy by turning off the lights.
And I save up books by coming to the library and checking them out for free.
No, Ken. You save on books. If you saved up books, that would mean you are collecting them.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I save money on books by coming to the library.
So that's a good way to check if you can say save on or save up.
Actually, sometimes I save part of my lunch and eat it for dinner.
Then you save it for later. You can also save something you want to tell someone for later.
What do you mean?
If you had something important to tell me in private, but there were too many people around, then you would save it for later.
So I would tell you this later?
Right. Now I would give you some more save phrases, but I have to help another patron at the counter.
Then we'll save it for later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Save up 跟 save on something 我们可以来做一个区分。Save up 就是储存储蓄。Save up money 就等于 save money 储蓄。Save on something 是节省某样东西的开销。因此呢省电可以讲 save electricity, 也可以讲 save on electricity, 但是两者的含义不同。Save electricity 是把电省下来不要消耗太多的电浪费资源。Save on electricity 是节省电费让每个月的电费账单不要太高。Save 也有保留的意思。Save it for later 可以表示留着给以后用，也可以表示晚一点再继续。好，我们下次图书馆见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 issue 这个名词。 issue 是指问题或者是议题，例如 decreasing vehicle exhaust is the main issue of this year's environmental convention，减低汽车排气量这个议题是今年环保会议的主题，或者是 the issue should be settled by voting， 这个问题应该透过投票来解决，或者是 no one wanted to raise the sensitive ethnic issue during the meeting， 没有人想要在会议中提起种族问题这个敏感的议题。继续我们看的是 be on cloud nine 这个成语，好像在九层天，意思就是快乐无比或者是乐不可支。例如 Does Brenda like her new job? Brenda 喜欢她的新工作吗？ Like her job? She's on cloud nine. 岂止是喜欢，她快乐得不得了。或者是 Nick just bought a new convertible and now he's on cloud nine. Nick 刚买到了新的跑车，现在开心极了。最后我们看的是 have a say in something 这个成语。Say 在这里是指发言权，所以 have a say in something 是指对某件事情有发言权。例如 When you get older, you'll have a say in family decisions. 当你长大一点，你就可以对家里的决定有发言权。或者是 Only the senior executives have a say in company restructuring. 只有公司高级主管才能对公司的重组有发言权。And I guess that's all for today. Take care and bye-bye.
Who should decide? When the decision is big, should the parent or the child decide? Grant Ellison owns a pharmacy and hopes his son Kale will someday run the family business. Kale's passion, however, lies in architecture. Should Grant allow his son to make his own decision? Grant discusses the issue with his sister Janet. Conversation A.
I heard Kale got into that summer architecture program he applied for in Los Angeles. That's great news.
I know. Kale's been on cloud nine all week.
Of course. How many high school kids get to spend a month studying architecture at a top university in California?
Actually, I don't think I'm going to let him go.
What? Are you sure you even have a say in the matter?
Of course I do. I'm his father. Besides, who is going to pay for it?
Grant, I don't mean to offend you, but Kale is already 17. It's time to start letting him make some decisions for himself. I understand he's been saving up for this.
He has. but I could use his help in the pharmacy this summer. And to tell you the truth, he needs to take a community college class to brush up on his chemistry.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 40.
Varun touched his bandaged head.
You can say that again.
And I can't get over that I was working for a terrorist organization, disguised as an eco-friendly company. I still find it hard to believe Mr. Baxton, or whatever his name really was one of the bad guys. He always treated me so nicely.
Well, that's how they keep their cover. They can't really appear to be bad, now can they? It would be too easy to spot them out. That's what often makes our jobs so hard, just knowing whom to trust.
Well, I trust you, Varun.
Now, that could be dangerous.
All four of them sat silently as a gentle breeze caressed their souls. All four of them were counting their blessings. They were alive. They had experienced enough shock, death, violence, and, yes, adventure to last them a long, long time. They were now safe and relishing the peace and tranquility. The cruise ship continued meandering down the ancient river. All seemed at peace with the world. It had been a long time since Jenny felt safe to close her eyes and relax, and that is exactly what she did. There on the Nile, as the sand dunes and pyramids passed by, Jenny cuddled up to her newfound love, closed her eyes, and went to sleep.
So Grant has a big say in the direction of his son's future. And that's fair, isn't it? I mean, parents often know their children better than the children know themselves, and we have to assume Grant loves his son and wants what's best for him, so we can trust his decision. However, if you're like Janet, you think Grant is too controlling and think Cale should decide for himself what he should do. Friends, hold any judgments you may have until tomorrow, when we look at Conversation B. Until then, I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.